Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge bringing you just that, all good stuff. And we're so happy you've joined us.
Be ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture. Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cowherds, high-performance feeder cattle, and a whole lot more. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Hey, don't miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale of Open 8 Genetics on April 12th. That's coming up next Friday. It's at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 600 Angus and Red Simmental bulls by renowned Logo, Open 8 Helix, Rainmaker, Hooks Eagle, and more. This sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, flushing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics Live Bull Sale, Baker, Montana, April 12th, beginning at 1 p.m. Mountain Time.
Don't forget the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days has changed dates. It's going to be coming up later this month, April 25th through the 28th, right here in Valentine, Nebraska. Mark your calendars. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for more details on the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days, April 25th through the 28th this year. What do you have to share, Kim?
Well, I have something that you might hear at Cowboy Poetry or Old West Days. That's coming up, you know, like we said, April 25th through the 28th. Here is a poem by Ken Cook. Things like this are the type of items that you might hear there. Cowboys are like that. The preacher asked nothing for the service he gave. From the lack of attendance, not much here to save. Just 4 trail hard cowboys sat in the front pew. Church dang near empty, cause good friends were few. Oh, a handful of punchers stood quiet near the back, kind of watching the door, nervous men without tack. A coffin of pine, not an arm's length away, from them 4 old cowboys saying goodbye today. To a man like a brother, closer than most, now dead in a box, looking pale like a ghost. They joined up as kids and stayed tight from the start, back when land was forgiven if a cowboy had heart. And wild cattle and horses were all that remained, across a big hunk of prairie no man could tame. All 5 of them spent their lives building a ranch, stuck together through lean years, and lived not by chance. On this place they called home, right up to the day, one's life ended slowly while gathering strays. They'd found him at dusk, horse and rider near dead, though eyes dimmed and dying, here's the words that man said. Could you build me a box and haul me to town? There's a church on the outskirts and with no one around. Ask the preacher to read from the one book we trust. Ashes to ashes and dust into dust. Promise me, boys, you'll do this for me. Then haul me back home and neath the cottonwood tree. Dig a hole deep and wide. Pile some rocks in a mound. If my horse is still breathing, then you best put him down. His friends did as was asked. One saw to his horse. All 4 of them pitched in and paid the preacher, of course. 'Cause cowboys are like that. They stay true from the start. Most pay their own way if they got any heart. Again, Ken Cook.
All right. Thank you, Kim. I have a few things that Winston Churchill once said. I used to be indecisive. Now I'm not so sure. I can't believe he really said that, but maybe. Anyway, Winston Churchill said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in a garage makes you a mechanic. You're never too old to learn something stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm supposed to respect my elders, but it's getting harder and harder for me to find one now.
Uh-oh. Dwayne Hayes in Sturgis sent these to Jim Thompson a while ago, and we came across them and wanted to share them with you. Here's one answering machine message. I'm not available right now, but thank you for caring enough to call. I am making some changes in my life. Please leave a message after the beep. If I do not return your call, you are one of the changes.
You might have been blocked, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Another one of those. My wife and I had words, but I didn't get to use mine.
Oh, no. Blessed are those who can give without remembering and take without forgetting.
The irony of life is that by the time you're old enough to know your way around, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, my. God made man before woman so as to give him time to think of an answer for her first question.
I was always taught to respect my elders, but it keeps getting harder to find one.
Oh, and aspire to inspire before you expire.
And now you know because you've been tuned in to The Good Stuff.